Listen, I'm really sorry about all those interruptions last night. I was really hoping we could finally make some decisions about those investments you picked out. There was one particular merger I really wanted to get into.
Yeah, I'm sorry, too. I know one company that was hoping for a friendly takeover.
I didn't know that Mom and Frank were into the stock market.
They're not talking about the stock market, you dillweed. They're talking about the horizontal hula. The toe-to-toe tango. The man and wife Macarena.
I don't get it.
Sex, you doofus.
Hey, would you mind not talking about our sex life, please?
Yeah, you started it.
Hey, just ignore them, Frank. Besides, I didn't get my good morning kid.
Now, don't you pretend that you didn't enjoy that.
Sit down.
What's the matter with him?
I think it's been a while since Ma and Pa Walton have had a party on Walton's Mountain, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. It's been ages since Carol's come downstairs with that goofy smile on her face and her nightgown all inside out.
All right, that's it, you guys. Here's your lunch. It's off to school. Come on, everybody.
Where's my lunch?
Here, there's your lunch. Go, get to school. Get.
What are you mad at us for? It's not our fault the love train never left the station.
Okay, honey, that's it. That settles it. Tonight's the night. Mm. I'm going to make sure there's not a kid within 50 feet of our bedroom tonight.
Well, you know, Frank, I mean, there isn't a kid within 50 feet of us right now.
I don't have to be at work for another half hour. Mm-hmm. Well, okay.
Hey! Before you two start doing the kitchen conga, my car won't start. You're going to have to drive us to school.
I'm gonna... Oh, somebody hates me.
All right, here comes a snap. It's up and it's good. Yes! Goes wild.
Excuse me, I'm trying to study here.
Study? What course could possibly require you to read the latest issue of Très Chic?
It is not for a class. I'm studying for something far more important. Life. This magazine taught me more about dry skin than I could ever learn in college.
Yeah, who cares? Any thong bikini ads in there?
Well, what do you think of my dress?
Wow. Do I think of that? Wow, I think you look incredible.
Yeah, Barky. Add a diamond-studded flea collar, you really got something there.
Very clever, JT, for a doorstop with bad hair.
Ignore him. Dana, you look great. You and Rich are going to be the best-looking couple at Lori's wedding.
Oh, that's right. You two are going to a formal wedding this weekend. I can't believe Dana's got you in a tux, man.
Well, even if you can't dance, at least to look fabulous at the table.
It still sounds like a snooze fest to me.
Hey, it's better than your weekend plans, all right? Saturday, original recipe. Sunday, extra crispy.
That reminds me, I'm hungry. I think I'll make a run for the border.
Okay, I'm gonna change so we can go rent your tuxedo.
Okay. Dana, you know what? I forgot. I'm gonna have to go pick up my tux later. Something came up.
What?
Well, my dad, he wants me to go to the drugstore for him. You know, it's kind of personal. I have to pick up a ointment for something gross that happens to old guys.
Well, can he go to the pharmacy himself?
Well, he could, but then he wouldn't need the ointment.
Wow. That was kind of strange.
Yeah, even for Rich. I wonder what's going on. Isn't it obvious? He's seeing somebody else.
What?
There's an article right here in Très Chic. 10 signs that your man is cheating on you. Listen to number 4. Breaks plans suddenly with no reasonable explanation.
Karen, he had a perfectly reasonable explanation. His father has a rash.
Face it, Dana, Rich is seeing somebody.
Look, Karen, I don't want to be vain, but what could Rich possibly get from somebody else that he's not getting from me?
Sex.
Other stars up tonight. I don't know if it's something for you.
Oh, well, I hope the kids don't interrupt us tonight.
No, honey, they're all asleep and all my systems are go. Houston, we do not have a problem.
Oh, I love it when you talk rocket talk.
Well, honey, be prepared for a close encounter of the best kind.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, Frank. Oh, it seems like forever since we've been alone like this.
18 days, 3 hours, and 22 minutes.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Don't make a sound. Maybe they'll think we're asleep and go away.
Did you lock the door?
I guess not. Shh, don't move. She has terrible night vision.
Mommy, I don't feel good.
What's the matter, honey?
I feel hot, my throat is itchy, and my nose is runny.
Well, you know what, Pumpkin? I know the best thing for that. It's some of that cherry-flavored medicine that makes you sleep all night long. So I'll tell you what. Well, why don't we go back to your bed and I'll give you some,
Frank!
Okay?
Frank, no, really, I think she's coming down with something.
I want to sleep with you, Mommy.
So do I.
Good, then we can all sleep together.
Sure, sweetheart. Okay.
All right. Snuggle up here.
I'll try not to throw up on you, Daddy.
That'd be real nice.
According to this magazine, that blueberry muffin has 60 grams of fat. We'll only have 30 if I shove half up your nose.
Hi, ladies.
Hey, Dana.
Where's Rich? Thought you guys were going to study together at the library.
He had to cancel. He had a makeup test.
The smart ones are always the last to know.
Well, then you must be the first to know. What are you talking about?
Number 6 in How to Tell If Your Guy is Cheating. Stands you up for a date.
Karen, isn't there some unwanted hair you need to get rid of?
Hello, ladies. Dana, what are you doing here?
Me? I live here. What are you doing here? What happened to your makeup test?
Oh, my makeup test. That's tomorrow. Yeah, I just came home to get my wallet so I could go to the mall and buy makeup for my makeup test.
And why would you need makeup for a makeup test?
Why, I didn't tell you. I'm taking a class in mime.
Mime?
Yeah, you know, mime, I'm walking in the wind. Or I'm in a box. Mine.
All right, Rich. What's going on?
Honey, I told you I have to go to the mall so I could buy makeup for my makeup test. Now, I'd love to keep talking about this, but I have to practice being silent.
Mime?
Mime.
Yeah, he was on his way to the mall to buy makeup, right?
Well, Dana gave him the benefit of the doubt, so should we. Who knows, maybe he's visiting a sick friend. She looks pretty healthy to me. That's it. I'm convinced he's cheating. I'm kind of relieved. At least he's not a mime.
I cannot believe this. I can't believe that little slime is cheating on Dana. How are you gonna tell her?
Me? Why do I have to tell her? You tell her.
I can't tell her. I'm just her stepsister. We've only lived together 7 years. I hardly know the girl.
Well, I can't tell her. She'll think I'm gloating. Although I was right.
Okay, I'll tell her. If you give me those shoes.
Okay, fine. Okay.
Dana, I think you'd better sit down. Al has something she wants to tell you. I changed my mind. You tell her.
No, fair. You said you were going
to. Well, I'm not.
Then you're not going to get my shoes.
I don't care about your shoes.
Well, there's no way I'm going to tell Dana we saw Rich cheating on her. Was that out loud?
Wait a minute, you actually saw him?
Yeah. Karen talked me into following him, and we saw him go into some bimbo's house.
This can't be happening.
Dana, maybe it's not that serious. Yeah, it's probably just a physical thing.
Oh, hi, honey. Listen, I saw Lily out front playing. She seems to be okay.
Yeah, she's fine. I guess she just had a little bug. I'm sure she'll sleep through the night tonight.
With any luck, we won't.
What about all the other kids?
No, I heard they all have plans.
Ooh, then tonight's the night.
Yeah. Oh, bless you. Oh, you're not getting sick, are you?
No. I always sneeze when I dust. Oh. Now, where were we?
Right here.
Mom, Frank, don't wait up. I'm going to kill Rich, and then we need to find a place to bury the body.
Let's go, angels.
He sure has some nerve.
Yeah, wearing sneakers on a date.
My God, she must be close to 30. What could he possibly want from her?
Sex.
Oh, God. She's pulling him closer.
She's moving in for the kill.
Yeah, well, so am I.
You're such a great student.
You think I'll be ready for the wedding this weekend?
Absolutely. You know, your girlfriend is the really lucky girl to have a guy like you who would actually take dance lessons for her.
Well, I would do anything for Dana. Believe me, she is the kindest, sweetest, most lovable person you'd ever want to meet.
That's wonderful.
Hi, honey. We were just talking about you.
Yeah. And who is this low-life, man-stealing bimbo?
I'm Tatiana.
Oh, Tatiana.
A perfect name for a woman of your ilk. What, no waterbed, no lava lamp, no inflatable friends?
Dana!
To
Tatiana's my dance teacher.
Oh, okay, so now you're taking mime and dance. Hey, I can't wait to see your one-man show.
I am telling you the truth. I am taking dance lessons.
Rich, please. If she was really a dance teacher, she would have dance charts all over the walls. Like these. Oh, God. She really is a dance teacher.
Dana, where would you get the crazy idea that I'm cheating on you?
Well, gotta go. Me too.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. Really, don't worry about it. It's happened before, it'll happen again. At least you weren't armed. Anyways, if you guys will excuse me, I need to go call my landlord so he can come fix my door.
Whoa.
I guess kind of overreacted.
Kind of overreacted? You came through the door like the chick from Fatal Attraction.
Well, I couldn't help it. I mean, you're breaking dates with me and making these lame excuses. And then the next thing I know, you're in the arms of this beautiful woman.
Well, now that I couldn't help. The only other dance teacher in Port Washington was named Chuck.
But why are you even taking dance in the first place? You don't even like to dance.
I know, but you do. And I was hoping to surprise you at Lori's wedding.
You were doing this for me?
Dana, I love you. And I would do anything to make you happy.
Oh, I'm sorry. Could you ever forgive me?
Of course I forgive you, baby. Huh? Here, let me show you what I learned, huh?
Lubber.
Come on in, the water's fine.
Okay. Oh, Frank. Oh, Frank, isn't this great? The two of us all learn together, no kids, nothing.
Could be happier.
Yeah.
This ain't gonna happen, is it?
Oh, no, Frank. The only thing I want on my chest tonight is vapor rub.
I know what you mean. I feel like my head's in a vice. Got all the water in Lake Michigan running out my nose. Let's just take a rain check on this romance thing till next week, okay, honey?
Honey? Thank you.